Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry. Call us at 551-299-2456. Check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Pohan of Lanesville, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You are invited to join me upon the Cypress Bough. Music from North Africa, West and Central Asia. First Monday of every month, 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. How worthy. I worship you.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we're on the bright side. Hallelujah. You got up on time today, got the clocks turned up and everything, and we're here. Hallelujah. To say, ha, hooray, hooray, hooray. Hallelujah. Spring is on the way. Yeah, beloved. So, how you doing? You know, it's a some strange times in our land these days. But you know what? We still singing a joyful song. We still making a joyful noise. We still coming with the music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. That's what we do right here on WGXC 90.7 ACRA. WGXC 90.7 FM ACRA. ACRA Hudson, Catskill, New York, and beyond, WGXC.org. I come with the music, with the message. How about that? That was opening up for us, Miss Sinash with Waymaker. He's a waymaker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness. That's who he is. Hallelujah. That's why I can talk about a bright side somewhere, no matter how great a day, how dark the cloud may hang or be. The sun is still there. The sun is still shining. And there is a light that gets us through the darkness. Love it, love it, love it. Well, we get more light now with the daylight saving time thing. Is it end today? I mean, last night, or does it begin? I got it all confused up in there, but I know we get more hours of sunlight, and it'll increase as we go through till we get to the autumn equinox. Amen. So yes, enjoy, 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 and enjoy our broadcast this morning, because we've got back-to-back 5 songs, 26 minutes of music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We've got coming up, Everybody Loves the Sunshine, giving tribute to Brother Roy Ayers, who passed on last week. You Bought the Sunshine, the Clark Sisters, I Will Bless the Lord, Byron Cage, I Love You, Jesus, Anita Wilson, In Your Great Name, Mr. Todd Delaney. Everybody Loves the Sunshine, You Bought the Sunshine, I Will Bless the Lord, I Love You, Jesus, Your Great Name. Don't you go nowhere. You stay right here and be blessed with the music, which takes the mess and turns it into a message. Also, before I do spin a few more songs, I want to pay honor and give tribute to the life, legacy, light, and love of Miss Hazel Dukes, the New York State Conference leader for the NAACP, a powerful house of praise and power in her position, and a mentor to many, intercessor, hallelujah. So rest in peace, Mother Dukes, and also Miss Angie Stone, who passed on last weekend or the weekend before, and Mr. Roy Ayers at the age of 84. Live long and blessed lives. Miss Angie Stone left a little early, but she will long be remembered, as will Roy Ayers and Hazel Dukes and just so many. Some of you may have had a loved one pass on this week as well. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, and I pray that a little sunshine come your way today. Everybody loves the sunshine. Yes, beloved, if you were here back in those days, this might take you back when this was on the top of the charts. Rest in peace and power, Brother Roy.
Come on, if you know if he brought the sunshine, come on. people out there to just come up here. We don't want y'all to go crazy, but come on, give us some love. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Come on, where are young people at?
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Jesus, I worship and just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah. Come on, say.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
Wrap me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm.
Listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra, WGXC 90.7 FM Accra, Hudson, Catskill, New York, from Ulster to Albany and everywhere in between, WGXC.org online anytime, And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. We've got the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Got more of that coming for you. Now, after your great name, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. And hey, happy March. Let's keep moving. Marching forward ever, backward never. Our next up, your great name, Mr. Todd Delaney, is going to bring that message with the music for your ears and for mine.
What's the greatest name you know to shout Jesus? Feels good in this room. Oh, this great name. Come on.
name on display. That great name, when I call that name, there's something about the name Jesus, beloved. Man, I could tell you stories about the power of that great name. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, there's one scripture where the gentleman trying to mimic the followers of Jesus Christ, you know, they went up to cast out some devils, and the devils turned on him and said, Paul, we know, and Jesus, we know, but who are you? Make sure that you know that you know that you know who he is. Amen. And then you'll find the great power in that great name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Well, I'm back again and gonna, you know, share some of my insights and thoughts. As we are here in March, and it is Women's History Month. Yesterday was International Day of the Woman, or International Women's Day. And, you know, for those of you who know, or maybe some of you who don't, it's an 100-year-old tradition. Yes, it's a 100-year-old tradition of shining a light on the other half of human creation, women. All right? The feminine gene, that X chromosome, and all the great things from time immemorial. For some reason, you know, I think it's trickery and chicanery and deception of the devil. That's what I think. Women had been, you know, subjugated and just marginalized and overlooked for the great gift that we are in so many cultures and so many instances, even in our own, so many stories of women who have not made the history books. So many women who have done such great things, and either their inventions or their contributions were co-opted or stolen, or just never really given the light that they deserved. So I want to take a moment on these Sundays during the month of March to highlight some women. We have a woman who was local in our county in the city of Hudson for many, many years, Miss Gladys Schuster Carter. I was very honored to have her son, Oscar Carter, on my radio broadcast on Tuesday, the Tuesday afternoon show, for those of you who didn't know, first and third Tuesdays at 4:10 p.m. for almost 2 hours. I'm on the air with the people that become friends, people that are friends, people that I want to know and get to know, that I want you to know the things that they're doing. And so Brother Oscar came on to share and talk about his mom with us a little bit. That's also in the archive, I'm sure, as well as the other wonderful guests that I had on Tuesday. But I want to put a light on Miss Gladys Carter right now. And like many of the women who were part of the 6888, and she was, they didn't really talk too much about their experiences around the family. He told me that she spoke more about it with her granddaughter, and I know there are some people here in Columbia County who were very close to Miss Carter, and she would talk to them about her time in the military as well. That story became memorialized on film, and that was released last year under Tyler Perry Studios, the 6888. And so shout out to the life, legacy, and light of Miss Gladys Schuster Carter. She was one of 885 women who served in the 6,888th Central Postal Directory Battalion of the Women's Army Corps, at the time called the WAC, during World War II. And they helped to process black backlogged mail in the European theater, and just millions and millions and millions of letters that had not been received from family members or sent to family members. And you know, in the middle of a war, just the morale that it brought to both family and military because of the work of these women. She also is a founding member of the National Association of Black Military Women. And so shout outs to Miss Gladys Carter. Yes, and yes. Listen, beloved, Jesus was a revolutionary. Yes, he was. And as much as, you know, the religious leaders many of them, most of them at the time, were didn't receive him, rejected him, disrespected him, conspired against him, and ultimately went to the authorities to have him arrested, falsely accused, falsely condemned, and crucified, playing right into the hands of God, mind you. His ministry was revolutionary. That's part of the reason why. And in his time, when women were often marginalized, Jesus affirmed their dignity. Jesus affirmed their value and role in God's kingdom. His actions and teachings empowered women both during his earthly ministry and after his resurrection in profound ways. Jesus empowered women during his earthly ministry by treating women as equal in spiritual worth. Oh, yes, he did. In a society where women were often secondary to men, Jesus spoke to women directly. He taught them and he included them in his ministry. For example, there was Mary of Bethany, and Jesus commended her for choosing to sit at his feet and learn, breaking the cultural expectation that only men could be disciples. He defended and restored women's dignity. Jesus challenged social and religious norms that devalued women. The example of the woman who was caught in adultery, mind you, she's caught in adultery and is dragged before Jesus by angry religious leaders and onlookers who were condemning her, but ignorant to their own hypocrisy. If she was caught in adultery, where was the man? They wanted Jesus to condemn and stone her, but Jesus simply wrote something in the sand and they dropped their stones one by one, showing that women were not to be shamed or used as scapegoats for social status and for societal sins. He healed and delivered women. Yes, he healed and delivered women, demonstrating that their well-being was just as important as men's. He included women as witnesses and followers. Women were not just background figures in Jesus's ministry. They were active participants and financial supporters. The Bible tells us about Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Susanna, who traveled with Jesus. You read about it in Luke chapter 8, and helped fund his mission, his ministry, proving that women had a place in ministry and leadership. Jesus empowered women. He chose women as the first witnesses of his resurrection. In a Jewish culture, a woman's testimony was often dismissed. Yet, Jesus entrusted women with the most important message in history. Mary Magdalene, who had several devils casted out of her, several demons, she was the first to see the risen Christ and was commissioned to tell the men, making her the first preacher of the resurrection. Yes, beloved, he was revolutionary. He commissioned women to spread the gospel. And after his resurrection, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit and empowered both men and women to proclaim the gospel. In the book of Acts in chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, Peter confirmed that both sons and daughters would prophesy, fulfilling God's plan for women to be active in ministry. Women were instrumental in the spread of Christianity. There were women who started churches in their homes, like Aquila and her husband Apollos. Powerful teaching and powerful preaching women that demonstrated that women were equipped to teach and lead in the early church. Jesus's ministry was not about exclusion, but inclusion, and proving that in the kingdom of God, there is no second-class citizen, only disciples that are called to share the good news. Yes, beloved, he did not just include women in his ministry. He elevated them, he affirmed them, and he commissioned them. He set the foundation for women to be leaders, teachers, and witnesses to the church. And today, women continue to preach and teach and serve in every area of ministry, fulfilling the mission of Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Kim with the message for the mind, the heart, and the soul on this Women's International Women's Day weekend. Y'all, beloved, you ladies out there, you women out there, you second half of human creation out there, forward ever, backward never, Jesus is on our side. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and I come with the music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Talking about the everlasting God, beloved, he changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, full of grace and mercy. Hallelujah. He is the everlasting God.
Who shall I fear?
the everlasting God, and we set our hope on you. Mm-hmm. And not on money or title or fame or celebrity, not on tyranny, politic, and position. Never seen a U-Haul following a hearse, now have you? We just thank God today that we have God, and we set our hope on God, and God guides us, and God keeps us, and God helps us, and God shows us, and God demonstrates and manifests and establishes victory in our lives. Forward ever, backward never. That's what we say. Mm-hmm. Season of Lent. We're in the middle of that, or the beginning of that. Ramadan also. And 12 days till spring, beloved. How about that? Hope and pray that spring will come on time, that we be good, and God bless us with spring on time. Yes, beloved. Want to also say happy birthday to all of you March babies, and happy anniversary to all you March lovers. If you want more information about Overcomer Ministries, how to connect, submit a prayer request, check out what's going on, our website is www.omichurch.com. Yes, beloved, we'd love for you to check it out. And let us know what you think. Listen, if you are sick or shut in, you are lost or lonely, you're feeling confused, we're in some confusing times, depressed and stressed with all the noise and all the things that are going on in the nation, in the world, in your own life. If you are grieving and bereaved, we want you to know that God hears and answers prayer. Yes, he does. He said, I'm with you. I will never leave you. I will never forget you. I'll always forgive you. We praying for you, beloved. Our prayer line every Saturday, every morning, excuse me, from Sunday to Friday, 7:30 a.m. We are praying, and we're praying for you twice on Sundays, too. At 9 p.m. also. That information is found on the church website. My prayer for you, beloved, is that no matter how dark the clouds may be or how gray the day, you will remember there is a bright side somewhere, and you won't quit in the dip, but hang on in there in Jesus' name, because the sun is here and the sun is always there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. You just hang on in there. All right. This is Pastor Kim. I'm going to be at the First Presbyterian Church today at 10:45 a.m. Worship service begins, and I'll be there to lead worship, to share and preach. Hallelujah. And there is a word from the Lord. If you're in the area, I hope you'll stop by and say hi. All right. Listen, until the next time, you stay in peace and power and serve the Lord with joy and gladness. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm on my way out. I want to give this song in tribute to Miss Angie Stone. Rest in peace and power in the paradise of our Christ, Sister Angie. Ain't going to let nobody stress me out today. That's what I say, and that's what I say for you too. Decree and declare it over yourself. Ain't nobody going to stress me out today. God bless you.